and the boys and your grandson, hey?
Well, Larry, hang on. Let me swap antennas out. I got two of them up. Let's see if that makes any difference. I doubt it will, but let's give it a shot. Hang on 1 second. 3NUE. Larry, is that... Can you copy?
Copy fine. It's a different sound. It sounds, you know, wide open. I can hear a background hum in the room, so to speak. And it sounds like you might have changed. Well, you might get a change like that when you change microphones. You know, it sounds like a different microphone. But anyway, no crackle sounds. KK4JBQ.
Deal. Sounds good then. Well, family's okay, I guess. Like I said, stepmother was diagnosed with liver cancer about a month ago. Real aggressive. I forget the scientific name for it. It's some big long, you know, some ends in carcinoma or something. But it's actually bile duct cancer, and once it gets in the bile duct, it moves rapidly. So they went to Florida at the cancer center down there for a second opinion, and she had some testing. They're going to be gone for just a couple of days, you know, but they've been gone for a month now. So they said she caught it at the right time, and they wanted to go ahead and do surgery while she was there. So they went ahead and scheduled it. They had some kind of robot did the surgery. I don't know exactly, you know, what that means, but she sent me some pictures of, you know, what they removed and whatnot. But just ended up removing her entire left lobe of her liver, and did some more testing, and they're saying that they got it all. But she's still got to do 6 months of chemo just for precautionary. And so they're supposed to be coming, and I have been, you know, held fort down at the house for a month now. I'm tired of goats. I'm tired of chickens. I'm tired of putting hay up. I'm tired of, you know, daddy needs to come home and do his deal. So I've been sneaking off up here at the deer camp, trying to get things ready, you know, so when he gets home, I can take a break for a while.
There you go. Yeah, I can understand how you... Doing the work of two people is no fun, don't care how old you are or how young you might be. If they've been gone a month, they're about ready to get back home, too. So that ought to come to pass. Just in general, that ought to come to pass pretty quick. Yeah. So again, the rest of the family, how's your grandson? And do you have any prospects for more?
Well, Wilder's doing great. He's getting around and spends a lot of time with Anna. He calls her Marmy. So she spent the day with him today, as a matter of fact. So he's just a mess, you know. My son and his wife met her at her sister's house today in Greenville and said, "Hey, Mama, can you watch Wilder just for a little bit? We just want to rest. We just want to take a nap." So she watched him for today, while they took a nap. So I'd say the amount of sleep that they want is a pretty good indicator of his activity, right?
Indicator for sure. Yeah, for sure. So I'll tell you something funny. I look down at my watch, which is an Apple Watch, but I've worn it for years, and then you kind of get used to the things that it'll do for you, you know. And I look down, and the face, there wasn't anything on the face. And then it kind of looked funny, though, and I turned it to the light, you know, this way and that, just turned my wrist over and around, and son of a gun, if there wasn't a crack in that thing. Now, that watch, of course, is anything you do with that watch, you do with the crystal on the front. The electronics are underneath the actual glass, but a part of it. So this crack, it's hardly noticeable, but it went right through the circuitry, and so it wouldn't do a thing, not a thing. So I was huffing and puffing about it, so Donna says, take that thing off. And so I was happy to take it off and hand it to her. I thought she was going to look at it for herself, and she put it in her purse. She says, I'll have you another one tomorrow. Now, sometimes I just like that woman's style. You know. Anyway, so I got a new one. And I started putting... You can show it. I mean, there's different things you can do with it. I don't do much at all with the fancy stuff it'll do. I like that it keeps good time. I like that. And it'll show pictures. So I have animal pictures, and I have around the house here. Don't know why. I just put a bunch of them on there. And one of them was your grandson. It was just in the group, and I just, and right now, I just turned my wrist up, and it came on, and it's one of the first pictures you sent me of your grandson, and I can't bring myself to take it off, take it off the watch. So I'm reminded of that sweet thing often during the day. KK4 JBQ.
My son, Lewis, he's turned into quite the, you know, the handy repairman since he got married. You know, he's got a little toolbox and this, that, and the other way. He's gotten into DeWalt tools, you know, when his wife says, you know, I need you to go do the honeydew. He figured out, well, you know, in order for me to do that, I'm going to have to get this tool and that tool and this tool. You know, and that's how he gets his little stockage of DeWalt tools. Well, he bought a little DeWalt screwdriver, electric screwdriver, you know, and it doesn't have a button on it. If you want to turn the screw to the left, you rotate the screwdriver to the left, and it comes on. And if you turn it to the right, it rotates to the right, and, you know, screws. No buttons on it. It's weird. But Wilder has found it, and just, you know, anytime he sees any of Daddy's DeWalt tools, he's got to go touch it or this, that, and other, and Lewis won't let him, he won't let him play with them, you know, unattended. So, I got a bright idea last month. I'm just going to make him one down in the shop. I'm going to make him a little screwdriver. I had some old DC motors and some aluminum tubing down there, you know. So I machined a little body out and mounted the motor on it, put a little micro switch on it with a handle, and then put a flapper on the end of it so it wouldn't hurt him or anything. And painted it yellow. And instead of DeWalt, I put DeWilder on it. So it looks, I mean, it looks pretty good, actually. But he loves that thing. He carries that thing around. Like, you know, it's just, Lewis goes and gets his DeWalt tools out to do work on the house. And Wilder goes in there and gets gets hit, someone when they don't do nothing but just make a, whirring noise when you turn it on and got a little flapper on the end of it to make noise. You'll go over and stick it to the wall and turn it on and, that kind of stuff. So we just kind of laugh when he does it, but he likes holding that thing.
I can just see a child doing that. Yeah, sure, encourage. And it's a good way to get yourself into the use of tools. I just grew up around other boys. Well, my dad, of course, but other boys in the neighborhood, too. All of them loved tools. You can just do things with them, You don't just stand there and talk about something. You actually do things with your hands. And you take on the responsibility to fix something or take something apart. Now, that can be good and bad. I had experiences with tools myself, and the things that happened to be my mama's sewing machine, my mama's vacuum cleaner, and so on and so forth. It didn't turn out too good. I had my mother's sewing machine half apart. I mean, half the things, I wanted to take it apart and clean everything, get it, because I knew that this is how my dad would approach any machine. He'd take it apart, he'd lubricate it as he put it back together, clean it and lubricate it. And I thought, well, that'd be a fine thing to do. Well, it was not a fine thing to do. My mother was very displeased about that. That was her sewing machine. And then when I went after her vacuum cleaner, I mean, she warmed up my bottom for that, the vacuum cleaner. And in that case, I wanted to get this. She had sucked up some coin off the floor, a penny or a nickel or whatever, and it made a noise. It would not stop making that noise, and I just was aggravated with it. She was going to do it until it quit or broke. And so one day she came home from work and found me with her vacuum cleaner apart, pieces all around me. Bad day. Bad day. Yeah, so your scratchy signal is back, just to let you know. KK4JBQ.
Appreciate you letting me know. I'm not sure what's going on, I guess, but I'll keep the transmission short. Maybe that'll help.
Transmission was clear. I don't know if it's the last time I had any reports like that. It was a cable on the microphone, and that can be addressed. Or see, you're not going to hear that. It's annoying on this end. And the most annoyance is because I miss a word or two, and then the sentence itself don't make sense, But it comes and goes. So I guess I'd be looking from the microphone. Get your cell phone with somebody who can just hang in there with you until you've moved everything around. Around the station, that is, if it's outside and the coming and going has more to do with the wind, how that can be moving your antenna or its connections around, and then it's nice and quiet when it's not windy. Intermittent, that's a hard thing to track down, intermittent noise. Yeah, so your son that's healing up, I don't know, he's got lots of metal in him. he's doing well then?
After that, he is. He's back on his feet, back working, and, gets agitated because he's got some limited mobility, but all in all, he's good to go. Still got a little bit of psychological, because, got trapped in the truck and couldn't get out. We had to dig him out of the truck, and it just a bad situation. But at any rate, I've been messing with two antennas and two radios today. Been trying to deal with this issue. And it does not happen on any other frequency. I can go to Pickens or Sassafras, and I don't have any issue. But as soon as I move to a 610 machine, I start getting this on two different radios, two different antennas. So I'm beginning to wonder if it's just location or what. I'm not exactly sure what to think about that yet.
Does make you curious. You'd expect, since you can see these pieces, you can touch them, you can imagine what is causing the noise. As often as I've heard other people talk about intermittent noise on the signal, I have never heard of anybody who's got a station monitor. A station monitor does what otherwise cannot be done. A station monitor will allow you to record and, of course, play back things that are going on during transmission. And it's just a piece of gear. I can't tell you what it's made up of because I've never even seen one. But I've read of them, and I've read how handy they can be to alleviate this problem, or at least get you close to an answer. Could be done, I suppose, with someone that can play back a short recording that they've made and just play it back to you. But you got to be set up and ready to do that. And if it would cooperate and not just get clear as a bell whenever you're set up to make that test. You know how that sometimes happens. Anyhow, I know that you have put, hundreds of hours, no doubt, into your station and the various things that you've changed around the house, let's put it that way, since you got into the hobby. One of them is, to build your shack. That was, you put a great deal into having some of us out here that are, that can't as easily, add a shack. You didn't just use a spare bedroom. You built the extra space. Anyway, it's awfully good to talk with you, Chad. It's fascinating. Some people I can talk to, and I don't get the same charge, Yeah, so it's just good to hear you. KK4JBQ.
You too, man. It's been about 9 months now since I've been on the radio. And, I just came down here to deer camp. It's been probably 3 years since I've been up here to deer camp. I've come up here off and on, but, Helene did his number. I kind of got here. I put a solar grid in up here, maybe 8 years ago. built it myself and put it in, and it's ran for, I hadn't had any issues with it. Never had a need for power problems. But it had quit working, and Helene had, damaged one of the wires going into the panel, so got that straightened out. I think it's probably damaged a couple of my batteries, too, because I can't get up to full charge, so I'm going to have to look at that later. But it's working for now.
I didn't imagine it had been that long since you had enjoyed your shack. I do understand when you feel like you've been attacked, by just circumstances, not something you can identify, but it feels like you've been under attack. That can put you off, especially if you can't see the enemy. That can put you off a bit. But it is awfully good to hear you. Oh, I don't know. I'm fading a bit here, and I don't want to be like that. So I hope to talk with you again soon. It's been a major pleasure to talk, and that's just a good thing. I want you to say hello to Anna for me, and I still envy you, that grandson of yours. I get a look at him every few hours when I check the time on my watch. You take care, Chip. This is KK4JBQ. Hope you have a good night. 7-3.
Man, you be safe. Donna, I said hello. KO4 NUVM.